You're listening to SBS News.
Sarah Taylor is a single mother of two who is dating again after her marriage broke down. Ms. Taylor says times have certainly changed since she was last on the dating scene.
It was somewhat overwhelming, but it is possible. I think it's been educational.
Ms. Taylor has low vision and says that some of the modern advancements in dating have proven to be a blessing.
Previously to this, I wouldn't be able to see somebody until I got close enough to kiss them. So now with apps and photos, you can kind of zoom in and have a look at somebody right up close before you make that decision.
Whether it's difficulty on how to broach the subject of vision impairment, a struggle to read the menu at a restaurant, or not being able to properly navigate around a venue, dating with impaired vision isn't easy. That's why Ms. Taylor is facilitating the Table for One telelink program for Vision Australia. Table for One will be an online open forum where people from the vision impaired community can discuss their dating experiences, provide dating advice and general support. Ms. Taylor says one of the keys to dating with a vision impairment is confidence.
Self-confidence is a big one. Just being comfortable in yourself, and that will translate across. Being skilling up and being confident in your abilities, I think, is really helps put your best foot forward. Things like that.
Nimoy Malcolm is the Emotional and Support Program Supervisor at Vision Australia. Mr. Malcolm says dating is a big enough challenge as it is before any vision impairment becomes a factor. He says Table for One is the ideal setting for people to share their experiences.
There are a lot of challenges with getting ready to consider dating, and when you add vision impairment to that, those challenges increase. And so I've spoken to many people who really want the opportunity to connect with others who are also in a similar situation as it relates to feeling confident about stepping into that dating arena, and just want to talk to others about how they're doing it.
Table for One launches next Wednesday, May 27th at 6 p.m. in the East. Anyone interested needs to be a client of Vision Australia to join. Mr. Malcolm explains the discussion format.
People will come together for 1 hour in a facilitated discussion to talk about the challenges that they're having around building that confidence, around some of the challenges that they've anticipated, or some of the challenges that they've had in the past. And together as a group, discussions will be had around the successes that people have had. And where challenges exist, folks will share tips and strategies for how they might have overcome those challenges.
Ms. Taylor has a degree in psychology and wants to pursue a career in research of people with disabilities. She's been dating for 3 years now and says acceptance of her situation has helped her build the confidence she hopes she can pass on to others from next week.
Absolutely. I think when you are kind of self-accepting of your circumstances and everything, I think that translates across with confidence. Absolutely, yes.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.